Hello and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. I'm your guest host, Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So every real American is shocked by the treasonous illegal invasion currently taking place at our nation's southern border. At least part of that shock has to do with the fact that our nation's military seems weak and powerless to stop it. In fact, and we'll cover this later tonight in greater detail, but Biden hasn't sent 1,500 troops to the border to stop the invasion. No. He sent them there to be desk jockeys and help process illegals as they stream into our country. Our nation's military is supposed to be the most well-equipped, most deadly fighting force in the world. And for a country like the United States to have such a robust military and not defend its borders is unconscionable. That's because this invasion is funded by U.S. taxpayer dollars. Again, more on that in a minute. But this disgust with the state of our armed forces is not new. Last week, reports said that the U.S. Navy pays a drag queen as a digital ambassador to help recruit new members from the LGBT enclave. You know, for inclusion. And then you have parents who are continuing to drug their children and chemically castrate them, which makes me wonder what kind of military we'll be able to field in 10 years. Will our soldiers have the bone density of an eggshell? Or here's another question. What happens to our military when more and more soldiers die suddenly or have serious adverse reactions from the vaccine bioweapon? Remember the military's vaccine mandate? At the time the vaccine mandate was implemented, a man called Lieutenant Colonel Brad Miller was the 101st Airborne Division Battalion Commander. He was relieved of command for refusing to comply with the mandate, and then he subsequently resigned from the Army after a total of 19 years, 3 months, and 15 days of active service. He was months away from receiving his pension. Because of the vaccine mandate forced on our military as some sort of sick loyalty test, it may be forever changed. Brad Miller took his duty to God and his oath to the Constitution seriously. He believes in standing up for freedom and encourages others to do the same. And he joins us now. Lieutenant Colonel Miller, thank you so much for coming on the Stu Peters Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really happy to be here and to stand shoulder to shoulder with you in this fight.
Absolutely. So first of all, talk about your experience. I mean, I've read about it, but I mean, people need to know that, first of all, it was probably one of the best decisions you've ever made in terms of something that's protecting you from this bioweapon.
Yeah, I mean, there are many reasons that I feel like it was, first of all, it was the pinnacle decision that I made in my entire career. And at the end of the day, people are going to reduce my 19-year career to this decision, and that's fine with me because I do feel like it distinguished my career. And that's not because I'm a great person or because I was a perfect officer, but it does mean that on this issue, I was on the right side. And as more information starts to come out, I think my decision is just more and more validated. But I'll tell you, I feel like I came out a winner because at the end of 19 years, my duty to God, my loyalty to my country, my oath to the Constitution, my integrity, all remained unbroken.
Well, so elaborate on that. How, in your opinion, is it unbroken? You know, some people, and playing devil's advocate here, would say you signed up for this, you know, you are conscripted yourself and that sort of thing. But how does the vaccine mandate and the United States Constitution, you know, which is something that's supposed to, you know, guarantee our republic, protect our rights from being encroached upon, and yet they forced this experimental bioweapon on our entire military? Talk sure. A little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a little bit to unpack there. So I do believe that the mandate was unconstitutional. I also believe that it was absolutely fraudulent. And now I think that this has come to light. It's incontrovertible. We know that there was collusion between the FDA and DOD when the mandate was implemented. It was predicated upon a supposed approval of a Pfizer product, but we know that there was this shell game. We know that there were two products that were legally distinct and that they have been misrepresenting an unlicensed product as the fully FDA-approved product under the Comirnaty label. So that alone already makes the mandate unlawful. And there are many people who did not know that when the mandate came out, but 20 months removed from the mandate, at this point, it is absolutely beyond reason to believe that intelligent individuals who are commanders in the military, and they are intelligent, otherwise they wouldn't be in their jobs, it's beyond reason to believe that they don't know that there are extreme red flags and questions around this mandate, regardless of what they might have naively believed 20 months ago when the mandate was first mandated or when the mandate was first implemented.
Do you still keep in touch with members of the armed forces that you served with?
I do.
Okay. Do they have massive regrets about taking it? Do any of them have myocarditis, or do you know anybody who's died suddenly?
I do know individuals who have died suddenly under circumstances that I would regard as highly, highly suspicious, and more than one individual. I also know other individuals in the military who are injured, and those injuries, they completely believe, and in some cases have been told by the doctors, are adverse effects from the injections that they took. Now, in terms of what they feel mentally, some of them absolutely regret the injections that they took. If they're injured, they regret taking the injections. Others, it just runs the full spectrum. Some of them, I think, are still willfully ignorant as to exactly what's going on in the military. What were the sinister ulterior motives behind the mandate? And I believe that this was sinister from day one. I believe that from the beginning. In my case, personally, there was no chance that I was ever going to take the injection. One, for health and medical reasons, but two, because I knew that I would be supporting the intentional destruction of our military and just our values. I mean, the Republican values that we were founded upon as a country.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think this was an effort not only to just generally depopulate the planet, because we have these, you know, people who are obsessed with getting the world population down to what they consider to be manageable. I mean, it's totally satanic. But in this case, it also is weakening the most powerful military force in the world. And it also got rid of guys like you, Lieutenant Colonel Miller, because, you know, you, I would, if an unlawful order ever comes down, I don't know, let's say to take the weapons or, you know, turn on the American people, take our weapons away or do something else that's unconstitutional, suppress us in a way that's unconstitutional. Somebody like you, I'm going to imagine, is going to refuse that order, but you're no longer in the military.
Yeah. You know, what did the philosopher Voltaire say? You know, if they can make you believe absurdities, they can make you commit atrocities. And I will say, if you look at what has happened the last 3 years, people believed absurdities, whether it was, you know, the supposed efficacy of the mask or these shots or that remdesivir is healthy or that, you know, you're going to kill grandma or whatever. Those were absurdities. And what also happened? Elderly individuals died without their family members present. Individuals are dropping on sports fields. I mean, these are atrocities. So what we see here going forward is that if they can put forward a narrative that is at least somewhat justifiable, then good people will follow the path of least resistance, which means they will follow whom they believe to be authority figures, and they will do what they're told. That is the grand lesson that I think we take from the last 3 years. We cannot underestimate the danger of the situation that we're in.
No, absolutely not. And I mean, just as a civilian myself, someone who never had the courage to, you know, go into the military or anything like that, I mean, just going to the grocery store over the last 3 years where, you know, you go in and you just see so many people, you know, complying with what was just obviously nonsense, whether it's the mask or whether it's the social distancing and just how conditioned that they made us. And I actually have a theory on this with, you know, millions and millions and millions of people on antidepressants. That's one of the things that we found over the last 3 years, a study saying that, you know, depression and serotonin levels don't actually correlate. So it was another big pharma scam to get all of these people, you know, on these drugs that are essentially altering your brain chemistry. And I think these antidepressants actually make people more docile and more and less critical, less willing to critically think. But that's maybe a conversation for another day. What do you make of, you know, being somebody in the military and this invasion force that's going on right now? I mean, today is the 11th of May. This is the end of Title 42. What do you make of the fact that we're now becoming a third world country? We have this robust military, and yet we're not really going to do anything to stop it.
Yeah, two things come to mind. So one, this is a comprehensive strategy to destroy the United States, maybe destroy it for good, or at least destroy our institutions. I don't know, but it's a multifaceted strategy. So I think the COVID op was part of that. What's going on at the border is part of that. The innervation of the vitality of our institutions is part of that. The dollar is part of that. The economy is part of that. It's a comprehensive strategy. Also, I would say, you know, there used to be this old quip that's been around for a long time. It was in hymns. It was in slogans for political campaigns, and it said, as goes America, so goes the world. Now, I in no way interpret that as meaning that we should go around the world in the name of democracy exporting death and destruction. Not at all. That is not the proper interpretation of that. But what it does mean is that we could have been an example for Republican values, for a nation loyal to God, for a nation that comes together with like values. Or the other way we could interpret that now is, what happens if we collapse? What happens if we become a failed state? What does that portend for the rest of the world?
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned God and belief in God, because I know many people who had vaccine mandates from their employers and they filed religious exemptions, and I know soldiers filed exemptions as well. Do you think that the military actually took any of those exemptions, any of those requests for, let's say, you know, this goes against my faith, did they take any of those seriously for soldiers?
I think writ large, they did not take them seriously. Now, some of them were approved. It was an extremely small percentage. And I don't know that exact percentage, but it might have been as small as 1%, 2%, a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction, probably just so that they could say they did not just, you know, rubber stamp disapproval on all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that to me is just one of the worst, this idea that, and I've said this for a long time, but those on the left are, and I know that's classifying the military in a political, but look, everything's political at this point. There's no such thing as neutrality. Neutrality is a myth, right? But those on the other side, for a long time, I think, have just thought, when we say, I believe in God, or I have this conviction, I can't do this, or I can't bake a wedding cake, they think we're lying. They think we're literally making this up. They don't believe. They think we're making it up as an excuse to discriminate against them. And that's just how far we've come down this immoral, slippery slope. And things are just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. So, not to just take a black pill, Lieutenant Colonel, what do we do from here? What do we need to do to try to fix what's going on in our country right now?
Yeah, so I do think there's hope, but I think if there's going to be hope, we have to understand the gravity of the situation that we're in. And things are very bad. I mean, our institutions are absolutely inverted. And I use that term very deliberately. So what I think people need to do is, first of all, they got to put their faith in God, and they've got to get themselves right spiritually. First and foremost, this is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual war. It may manifest itself in other modalities, but first and foremost, it's a spiritual war. And I will tell you, because of that, one of the challenges that we're facing in the military, and it extends to the country as a whole, is this concept of moral injury, which means that you either participated in or you witnessed some sort of action that goes against your moral code or the collective moral code of the institution that you're a part of. And right now, we have millions of individuals in and out of the military that are victims of moral injury, and they are also perpetrators. And some individuals are both perpetrators and victims. They were put into a situation which makes them a victim. They went along with it. They're now a perpetrator. They probably feel very conflicted. They probably have trouble putting on the uniform. They have trouble looking themselves in the mirror. And this goes back to what you mentioned a couple minutes ago. There's no neutrality. We got a lot of cowardice amongst the commanders in the military. And I might look at them charitably and say, hey, when you went along with this 18 months ago, 20 months ago, I can attribute that to naivete, which is already an indictment of your strategic thinking ability. But cowardice is something that is unconscionable amongst the ranks, particularly our leaders. There can be no neutrality. People have got to realize what's going on, and they've got to be on the right side of this. And they have to stop hiding behind a uniform that says U.S. Army or U.S. Air Force. And they've got to stop hiding behind the flag while they desecrate both.
Absolutely. Amen. I couldn't agree with that more, especially, you know, initially, the first part, that what you said about getting right spiritually, repent, look to Christ, because we are in a spiritual war. We are in a spiritual battle right now, and it's extremely dire. Last question. Do you think we need to hold these, I'm calling them COVID criminals, accountable for what they've done? This is intentional. This was a bioweapon. It's obvious that, you know, mortality rates, deaths are up all across the world, especially in countries that heavily promoted the vax. Should we hold these COVID criminals accountable?
Yeah, I think we have to. I think the only way to repair our institutions or build after some sort of partial collapse. If it comes to that, I'm not predicting that it will, but if it comes to that, I think we absolutely, there just has to be accountability in order for us to move forward.
Absolutely. Lieutenant Colonel Brad Miller, first of all, thank you for your over 19 years of service. And also, thank you for standing up and refusing the vaccine and being an example to others. And hopefully it will not only inspire Americans, but other soldiers in the military as well. We really appreciate you coming on the Stu Peter Show.
Thank you.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
FilterSuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. FilterSuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's FilterSuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to FilterSuck.com. Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
And welcome back. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So yesterday on this program, Stu Peters interviewed Ben Berquam, who detailed the U.S. taxpayer-funded NGOs, non-governmental organizations, who are enabling and facilitating the destruction of America via unchecked illegal immigration. Now, to be clear, U.S. tax dollars going to fund the destruction of our borders, which will eventually lead to the deaths of American children, is treason. This is treason and a demolition of the United States from within. Earlier in the week, Stu also spoke with Michael Yon, who told us about the rape kits being given to young girls because it's assumed they will be raped on their journey to the American border. It's hard for me to think of anything more evil, any more of an evil endeavor than this. Take U.S. tax money and invite illegal immigrants to invade our nation, knowing your encouragement will lead to the rape and sex trafficking of children. And some of these charities are reportedly Catholic and Lutheran. Have we no shame? The rape kits consist of male and female condoms, as well as abortion pills. Want to come to America? No problem. Get raped on the way? No problem. Just kill the baby with drugs. If all of this, at the very least, sounds extremely unhealthy, that's because it is. According to reports, Central American countries are experiencing outbreaks of drug-resistant tuberculosis and malaria. In the next few weeks, border crossings are expected to reach 50,000 per day, which will mean this act of treason will cost American lives through disease, cartel violence, and deadly drugs. This is evil. We are in the middle of a national betrayal. Our leaders hate us. They do not love us. Anthony Aguero is an anti-human trafficking advocate. He's a media personality as well. He's been covering the ongoing border invasion extensively from El Paso, Texas, and he joins us now. Anthony, welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me, guys.
What can you tell us? What's the latest development? What are you seeing there on the ground in El Paso?
Down here in El Paso, with the mass influx of migrants, we are witnessing some of our most vulnerable in our community being put at risk with these health issues. We do know that there is malaria, tuberculosis, and a chickenpox outbreak within the migrants that are being allowed into the El Paso sector. And unfortunately, some of our elderly citizens in the area where these migrants are congregating and reuniting with one another after they get processed and released is actually one of the oldest neighborhoods, and it's a historic district in El Paso, Texas. Basically, it's a neighborhood that consists of elderly citizens, many of them with pre-existing health conditions, and they are petrified. They are so scared for their life that they are locking themselves inside of their own apartment. Now, these are people that are basically on a fixed income, and some of these migrants that are being allowed and released into our community have actually ripped off their porch lights to hotwire their cell phone chargers on there so they can lay up on the street and have their cell phones charging while they're laying there right in front of their front yard. Now, the people, like I said, this community is one of the most humble communities. They are in government housing sometimes at this point. And so when these people walk directly out of their front door, they are literally stepping onto a city sidewalk where these men are sprawled all across. These individuals are reluctant to move when you see elderly people trying to walk through and get past them, to the point that they've even robbed them and become confrontational with these elderly citizens that are being just simply pushed off to the side by our local government.
Unbelievable. I mean, we expect nothing more really from this Biden administration that's allowing all this to happen. I saw a report where they, Secretary Mayorkas gave some order to kind of clear out parts of El Paso right before the mainstream media finally showed up to try to cover this. I know you and others have been covering this for a long time. Is there any truth to that report?
Yes, absolutely. So as of yesterday, they began clearing some of the immediate areas simply by offering the individuals that were being basically harbored and were basically bypassing federal immigration laws by using this church as a sanctuary. Now, many of these people aren't even religious, nor were they even allowed inside of the church itself. They were simply standing on church property to prevent CBP or ICE from doing any deportations. 3 nights ago, DHS went by, dropped off a flyer basically indicating to them, hey, if you crossed illegally, now is your opportunity to have your legal documents so you can get on out of here. Many of them were reluctant to do so at first, but as some of them started going over there with a leap of faith and walked in there and they were released with paperwork, they all started lining up. All of them got their paperwork as of yesterday, and now they're not just in that particular area of downtown El Paso. Now they have sprawled all through the local community, through neighborhoods on end, and some of the more prestigious neighborhoods, should we say, in the El Paso area. It's going to be interesting to see how those citizens here in El Paso react to this, because it's kind of like the rich neighborhood where these people are now wandering the streets late at night.
What's the Border Patrol doing? Have you had any interaction with the Border Patrol? I saw a video on Twitter purportedly showing the Texas National Guard preventing a whole line of illegals from crossing a river. What's the Border Patrol doing? Anything?
So Border Patrol basically right now from in the El Paso sector is basically non-existent. There's basically nobody manning the front lines. Border Patrol is being used as a Uber, basically just bringing migrants, dropping them off, and processing them and releasing them. There's basically nobody manning the actual border. Yesterday, I was out last night with Michael Yan as well, and we witnessed probably about two Border Patrol agents in about a 12-mile stretch where we were actually right up against the wall. We walked up to big gaps on the wall where the organized crime has made huge gaping holes for individuals to just run in and possibly even bring in some product with them. We were all over that wall. We were not approached once. And at this point, nobody within the Border Patrol agency knew who we were or what we were doing. We didn't even have the opportunity to check in with any agent and present ourselves and tell them, hey, we're reporters. We're out here covering what's happening. We were completely just not, like, if we never even went there. And it's just incredible that anybody could just walk right up there, pull up with vehicles, and potentially pick up people, drugs, or children, and just nobody bat an eye about it.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott tries to talk a tough game, and, you know, he's allegedly going to bust a lot of these into, what, you know, sanctuary cities and that sort of thing. Is that a wise idea, or is that just pushing disease and illegals further into our country?
Well, see, Governor Abbott has bigger aspirations to essentially run for president at some given point. So he's not going to try to secure the border because he feels it would alienate a big part of people that would potentially vote for him. So he's not protecting Texas while not protecting any of America. Busing people further up north really hurts our country in general because once the census come around, these people, even though they are not going to vote, redistricting will happen. And when you redistrict a blue district within a blue district, you get another blue district. So Democrats begin gaining more momentum in the House, and they begin getting more seats as they are redistricting, using these people as a warm body in their community just for the redistricting purposes.
Talk about the sex trafficking, the human trafficking. I mean, that's a huge part of this as well. I mean, we have people lying about, you know, this this little girl's my daughter, and that's not true. This is happening all over. We also mentioned earlier in the monologue the rape kits that they're handing out. I mean, this is just unconscionable that we are encouraging this. We have NGOs taking U.S. taxpayer dollars, encouraging this invasion of our country, and they're handing out rape kits because they know they're sending these young girls into a world of hell. And yet they're telling them to do it anyway, Anthony.
The rape kits and the rape whistles, it's incredible. And unfortunately, Americans don't know that this is taxpayer funded. It's our tax dollars that are paying for these kits. And for example, over here out in the United States, you have little girls that are being found by Border Patrol wandering the border. And we've had an instance where we've seen little girls with up to 67 different DNA from males inside of her body. That is just something that is unfathomable, and it makes people uncomfortable, and it should. And it's something that we should talk about because no child deserves that kind of treatment. It's unforgivable that organizations like the ACLU have tried to keep or prevent Border Patrol from doing any DNA tests on these children because it's goes against their privacy issues, right? And so now we're seeing some of these children being brought into the country with sometimes a name and phone number written on their arm with a Sharpie, and Border Patrol is literally facilitating the drop-off of these children. Sometimes we've seen instances of grown males with up to 400 children being dropped off to them. Now, FBI is not doing any kind of background checks on these individuals. Basically, you can go and sign up and start receiving children. As a matter of fact, you can be an illegal alien in the United States waiting to get processed and sign up and begin receiving illegal immigrant children. It is just asinine what's happening. It's unbelievable. And we need to really... We need to do something about this ASAP, or our country's going to be unrecognizable.
You're right, and it's a billion-dollar industry. Yeah, what do you think we can do? I mean, last question. I know we're running out of time. I mean, what can we do? I mean, it seems like our country is about to be overrun with violence. I feel like what happened with this, you know, this shooting at Allen, Texas, and in Brownsville, I feel like all of this is really just foreshadowing what is to come.
Right, and what we're going to see probably come out of this drive-by where this individual ran over all of these migrants are looking for the George Floyd moment. And so they're going to be able to justify their actions and their violence towards American citizens because basically it's going to be eye for an eye. We are under strict watch down at the border right now, meaning there are tactical teams on standby because we have been hearing rumors through Border Patrol intelligence that the migrants are actually trying to organize not a protest but riots all across the southern border simultaneously on both sides of the border, on the Mexican and on the United States side. That's what we have been hearing the last 3 days. So law enforcement agencies are a little on edge and everybody's kind of waiting for that moment right now.
Yeah, I mean, without borders we are a fake country. You've heard Stu folks say it many times on this program, and we're essentially going to become a third world country if this continues. This is a generational movement shift in the population, and it is absolutely a tragedy, and we've got to do something. I mean, I hope there's some patriots in the Border Patrol that are going to start doing something here, and even just doing what's right. Forget about rank and file at this point. I mean, we need heroes and we need patriots. And right now, this country's just being overrun. Anthony Aguero, real quick, give you the last word. Where can we find more of your work?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Aguero for Texas. I'm constantly on there posting clips. And you guys can follow my nightly work and nightly live broadcast on Rumble at Border Wars.
All right. Folks, this is the Stu Peters Show. We'll be back here in just a moment.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously, energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I've started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Christopher Keyes started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember, he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only gonna sue the board and the district, but I'm gonna sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have. It's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
And welcome back. I'm Paul Harrell, filling in for Stu. So last week, the World Health Organization declared an end to the COVID-19 emergency. But it doesn't seem like Canada has gotten the message. Controversy erupted on Twitter when it was discovered that the Liberal Party of Canada has plans to continue the vaccine mandates and travel restrictions, as well as studying the effects of long COVID. What a joke. One of the worst countries in the world when it comes to forcing the jab bioweapon on its people, and they want to study the effects of long COVID? That's rich. Odessa Orlowitz is the host of Liberty Talk Canada, and recently posted to Twitter a recorded phone call between a friend and a staffer from the Liberal Party MP Ken Hardy's office. Hardy's office tried to obfuscate by claiming that continuing tyrannical policies like the vaccine mandate were only under consideration despite them being listed on the party's website in black and white. Odessa Orlowitz then tweeted, quote, Liberal MP Ken Hardy just reconfirmed today that he stands behind the LibVax mandates. It's his office that is on the infamous leaked tape we did yesterday. He's hoping to hear from all of you on Twitter now, as he would like to hear your perspective, end quote. Now, Odessa Orlowitz joins us now to tell us more about what's going on in Canada. Odessa, welcome back to the Stu Peters Show.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you, a new face, and I look forward to seeing more of your work. So when I said he looks forward to hearing your perspective, Ken Hardy, that's because he blocked me and called us all conspiracy nuts. So that's why that was kind of cheeky, like, hey, he really wants to hear your perspective, so that he's overloaded with people that want to talk to him about this. He's horrible. And I also had another person send me an email showing the horrible things he said to them like a year ago when they tried to talk to him about this. So here's what happened. At first on Twitter, people were saying, why is this still up on the Lib website? So people came in saying, no, it's a link to their 2021 platform. So there was a lot of back and forth about that. And my husband agreed, okay, yes, this does link back to the 2021, but we found it to be very odd. They still had it up there. Well, Tanya Rollins, who gives me a lot of information, and she works behind the scenes as well, said, I just taped them admitting it. So it was somebody in their office. And yes, he admitted it was spoken about at the convention, but it hasn't had approval yet. So we found it to be very imperative that we show that tape, that he didn't know he was being recorded, because it just goes to show that all those people who had two doses and don't want another one, they need to stop voting Liberal. We found this to be one of the most important things we've ever put on Twitter, because they will mandate it. And Trudeau, I sent a clip to your producer. Trudeau actually just recently, in a really weird, bizarre, kind of demonic way, made fun of Pierre Poilievre for saying he doesn't want vaccine mandates. He made fun of a competitor. So he does want vaccine mandates, and he made fun of people who don't.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just a continuation of the madness, and they're doubling down. They've got no choice to double down, because you've got people dying suddenly all over the planet. You have people with myocarditis, which, again, wasn't really even a thing. No one even knew what that was before the shots were rolled out. This bioweapon was rolled out. And so, you know, for them to stop essentially puts them on the path to accountability. For them to stop and admit that they're wrong and say we don't need these mandates, even to admit that COVID wasn't as serious of an illness as they claim, even to admit that puts them on this path of being wrong and eventually being held accountable. And so, kudos to exposing this. What exactly is entailed in just the vaccine mandate? I mentioned they want to study long COVID, which again is them just gaslighting the public. Long COVID is really just a symptom of all of these shots and vaccines. Yeah. But I mentioned they want to bring back the mandates. That would include travel restrictions and what else?
Well, it says domestic travel restrictions, where once again, we cannot travel interprovincially without it on a plane, train, or anything federally run, which means only your car, you could go across the country, which takes a week or so. But, you know, here's the thing. There was comments on Twitter from people who are half awake saying, I don't understand. What are they going to mandate? COVID's pretty much done. The first two shots don't work. We have been advised in our province that unless you're 80 years of age and older, don't get the boosters. So they've actually pulled recommending boosters for people below 80, obviously because it was dangerous. So everyone's like, I don't understand. What are they going to be mandating? It's like, guys, they're opening up more mRNA factories here in Ontario. Millions is going into it. And it's because we tell them they want to continue pushing mRNA, quote unquote, vaccines that aren't vaccines into our body because they want to change us. They want to kill us. And so, you know, people that were on the fence, I've had many people say, thank you for this leak, because now my mom and my sister, who got two, are livid because they were told safe and effective, two doses, back to normal. They're calling their MPs. And so it's woken up people that needed to be woken up. And Trudeau has not made a statement, and they're leaving it up. And this staffer just admitted that, yes, they're considering bringing it up, but it has to go through approval. So the whole country's irate. And I really hope that this recording, it's got, I don't know, 850,000 impressions. It needs to be 38 million so that every Canadian sees it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, travel restrictions is basically a World Economic Forum dream. So a lot of this, we know that, you know, Trudeau is essentially a Manchurian candidate, you know, ruling on behalf of the World Economic Forum and globalists, you know, controlling Canadians, limiting their freedom. But this is exactly what the World Economic Forum wants, right? I mean, they're trying to transition all of us into these 15-minute cities, or what they call smart cities, which is really, you know, just something out of 1984 or the Hunger Games. I mean, that's really, truly their vision here. And so, again, they may be tempted to just pretend like COVID is still ongoing and it's never going to end, because they got power out of this. I mean, this whole thing was a power grab. This whole thing was diminishing the individual, basically making the state, you know, into, you know, giving them these phony godlike powers. They're basically, you know, impersonating a higher power here, and they don't want to give up the authority, right?
Well, it's also because we know they have plans for either the bird flu or Marburg to be the next pandemic. It's become very obvious. And in the UK, we also released their sort of health authority equivalent over there, released a job application for thousands of more vaccine administrators. And it said, because soon it's going to be the largest rollout of vaccination the UK has ever seen. This was in the last 3 months. So yes, they're getting ready for the next fake pandemic or bioweapon that they do. They're geoengineering the crap out of us in Canada. We are getting geoengineered so bad. There's chemicals coming at us from everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Trudeau has truly lost his mind.
Yeah, no, it happens on a daily basis where I live as well. The stuff coming down the skies, it's just, they take a clear day and make it cloudy. It's absolutely insane. It's happening all over the place. You know, you mentioned Marburg. Again, back to my previous point, you know, with long COVID, this is another way to gaslight the people. And if they just keep coming up with all of these diseases or these, you know, the next big pandemic and people get sick from it, it's another way to keep them from realizing, oh, no, it's not, you know, a vaccine injury or, you know, it's this new Marburg virus or it's the monkeypox or whatever else it's going to be, or it's a new variant. That's what it is. It's not the vaccines at all that are making you sick. This nanotechnology is not at all what's making you sick.
Mm-hmm. And up here, even Edward Dowd said he couldn't believe the cover up here of the statistics is so bad. It's worse than America, worse than the UK. They literally had to take all the statistics off because so many people were dying up here. I mean, we're in the middle of genocide and we're trying to wake people up. And I just hope that more people now in Canada realize that they're trying to mandate something that doesn't exist yet. And you're right, this will be a cover up for everybody dying of so many diseases by saying there's a new disease. Some people here are so lost. I was at the dog park yesterday and this woman came to the dog park and she was like, oh, I've been sick for 2 years. Those damn anti-vaxxers.
Unbelievable. They're still, yeah. That's just unbelievable. You know, I remember back when I thought you could actually still sort of trust the government. I mean, this would have been back when Kim Jong Il died. And I remember seeing the clips of North Korea and all of their citizens having to fake cry, you know, and fake mourn for their leader and everything else. And I thought, wow, you know, that is a totally controlled society. And they are just, you know, they've bought into all this propaganda and, you know, what a shame. And yet that is exactly what we're experiencing. It's even worse, though, because people think that they're free. And they're actually being constantly lied to and manipulated. And it's PSYOP after PSYOP after PSYOP. And here's another example. I understand, Odessa, that Canada is now getting a rainbow passport or a passport redesign. Is that correct?
I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to bring it up. If things could only get worse, I mean, our police now in some provinces have rainbows on their jackets. I'm not joking. Rainbows on the back of their jackets. If they were trying to be fair, it would be a rainbow on their jacket, but also a honk honk convoy sign, so they show that they're, you know, they're neutral, but it's a rainbow and snowflakes. They are making fun of us. And the thing is, again, we're being forced to use these passports. We can't say no thanks, can I get a different picture? We're forced to show rainbows and snowflakes now as a Canadian.
We're
in such a dystopian nightmare up here. Just know that this is the direction your country's going. If you guys don't stop Biden and all of them, this is why I think it's so important that we keep talking to you guys, because look to Canada as what's next for you if you guys don't say enough.
No doubt. And, you know, we've got, I mean, local jurisdictions. I mean, I live in the South, you know, in America, and we've got local jurisdictions that are, you know, in the month of June coming up, it'll be LGBTQ Pride Month or whatever, and they'll roll out rainbows on their squad cars and everything else. And it's a myth. I said this earlier, but neutrality is a myth. This is what we've got to get over. And so many, I feel like, you know, freedom-loving or conservatives, people who may be on our side, they still don't even realize how much they've been conditioned to believe that we just need to, you know, live and let live, and neutrality is a myth. And, you know, it used to be that atheism is not a worldview that can be forced on Christians, but Christianity is a worldview that can be forced on atheists. And now, you know, if we had public schools where teachers were baptizing children in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, people might have a problem with it. But we've got public schools and governments putting rainbows on passports and essentially indoctrinating them into a, quite frankly, evil, satanic, perverted ideology. And yet there are still some people that believe that it's somehow, well, we're just trying to be fair. We're trying to be inclusive. We're trying to be neutral. No, neutrality is a myth. You're either a pagan nation or you're a Christian nation. It's one or the other. I'll give you the last word, Odessa.
Well, I have to agree. I'd say 5 years ago, Canada was okay. But now the way they're telling our kids, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, and come here if you want to chop your parts off, and don't tell your parents we're going to put you on drugs. this is not the direction that I thought it was going to go. I thought we were just an accepting, loving country. It's gone way too far, way too far.
No, absolutely. And, you know, here in America, we have what little bit of federalism is left. The several states, individual legislatures are pushing back against the, you know, Rainbow Gestapo's agenda, and they're passing laws, you know, preventing children from going to drag shows, preventing the chemical castration of minors and genital mutilating surgery for minors and things like that. And the next thing that we're going to do is, and this is going to be a huge fight here in America, but we're going to reopen the child abuse statutes, and we're going to start putting parents and moving them under child abuse statutes. So if they do go to Canada or California or New York and they think they're going to come back here in a state that's passed a law, they are mistaken. And that is going to be a huge deal. And there's even, you know, Rhino GOP people down here that don't want it because their donors don't want it. But it is child abuse. We're going to say that it's child abuse, and it's going to start happening. And, you know, we're basically going to have to tell the federal government, do something about it. What are you going to do about it? I mean, we have the authority to govern ourselves for the time being here in our individual states and in our individual communities. And we're going to do it because we're not going to allow you to essentially destroy, attack, kill, maim our children. And they've gone too far when they've come after our kids. Odessa Orlowitz, thank you so much of Liberty Talk Canada. Really appreciate you coming on the Stu Peters Show.
No problem. Thanks.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish Holsters.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
We have a television program, and we can't tell you that we have a cure for anything. What we can tell you is that if you have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD, and you're considering or you are currently administering ADHD medications, for example, Adderall or Ritalin or methylphenidate, if you are concerned about the potential long-term devastating effects from these neurotoxins that you're introducing to your child's brain, that it would be a really, 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 really good idea. We strongly recommend that you try CBD, all natural CBD derived from hemp, which comes from God's earth. Nobody can question the explosion in the popularity of CBD and its usage for a whole lot of things, including joint pain and muscle pain, ligament pain, relaxation, migraine, headaches, allergies, people with Parkinson's, ADHD. We would say that there's a large group of people who are finding extremely positive results by using CBD for their children to protect them from fake doctors who push poison down their throats. My CBD company is Curibl. That's spelled K-U-R-I-B-L. Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L. It's a family-owned business based right here in my home state of Minnesota. I know one of the directors of Curibl. I happen to coach baseball with him. And all of the hemp is sourced from my home state right here in Minnesota. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curibl.com. So go there. Remember, we can't say that this is a cure for legal reasons. If you have a child with ADHD, try Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com for 20% off. Use promo code STU when you go to Curibl.com. Christopher Keyes started the vaccine police. It was his calling to go and fight against these mandates and to try to save humanity. You might remember he stood before a school board and told every one of the members of that school board, I'm not only going to sue the board and the district, but I'm going to sue each one of you individually if you don't allow these masks to come off of these kids. He's leading the charge to take America back. He confronts corrupt corporations and fraud pharmacists through peaceful protests, providing supplements like IGF-1 and his pain and energy chips, and mobilizing activism to take down tyranny. Boots on the ground, energy, there is no force like Christopher Key. It's a force to be reckoned with, and that's because we are behind him, you are behind him. Stu Crew, please, if you have time, go to vaccine-police.com. If you have the means, when you go to vaccine-police.com, please donate $1, $10, $100, $1 million, whatever you have, it's for a great cause. Go to vaccine-police.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you. Donate when you can. Go to vaccine-police.com.